From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. Between 30 and 50% of all food produced worldwide ends up in the garbage every year instead of someone's stomach. Now, researchers with the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences are working to extend the shelf life of tomatoes and strawberries through a low-cost, non-chemical treatment that could also improve nutrient and taste retention of the fruits. We'll take a closer look. Plus, state wildlife officials will vote later this month on a proposal to reintroduce a recreational black bear hunting season. Supporters say the hunt could help control the animal's population and help reduce potentially dangerous human-bear encounters. Opponents argue that instead, what's needed are better habitat protections and public education efforts. We'll hear from both sides. First, this news. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live from WGCU News. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. Black bears represent something of a successful comeback story in Florida. Driven nearly to the brink of extinction in the early 1900s, black bears were placed on the state's threatened species list in 1974. And since then, their population has rebounded to an estimated 3,000 bears. That last survey count data comes from 2002 and is currently being updated by state wildlife officials. In fact, just today, Florida Fish and Wildlife released a statement indicating that the number of black bears in Florida's Northern Bear Management Unit has more than doubled since that 2002 data, and that in the state's Central Bear Management Unit, the number of bears has increased by nearly 30% since the 2002 estimate was taken. Now, state wildlife officials are looking to introduce the first recreational black bear hunting season in more than 20 years. After gaining preliminary approval in April, FWC officials will take a final vote on the proposal at their meeting in Sarasota June 24th. Proponents say introducing a one-week recreational bear hunting season would be one tool in Florida's broader bear management plan to manage the population and reduce the number of potentially dangerous bear-human encounters, which have been on the rise in recent years. Opponents argue that the underlying problem is human encroachment on bear habitat and say bringing back a black bear hunt won't reduce bear-human interactions in suburban centers where they've occurred. Joining me now in studio is Amber Crooks. She's Senior Natural Resources Specialist for the Conservancy of Southwest Florida based in Naples. Amber Crooks, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Thanks so much for having us.
And we wanted to bring in a Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission official to talk about the recreational black bear hunt proposal for the live show today, but due to scheduling issues, that simply wasn't possible. I did, however, recently get the chance to sit down with Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission Executive Director Nick Wiley about the proposal. So, Amber, before we begin, let's hear some of our conversation with Nick Wiley now. You know, Florida gave the black bear a threatened protection status in 1974 when the population had been reduced to an estimated 300 to 500 bears. But today that's a very different story. Can you just tell us a little bit about the background of the black bear population rebound over the last four decades or so?
Yeah, that's a good way to frame it. We see this as a conservation success story. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how many of our wildlife species, with a lot of careful management, have recovered and rebounded, even with amazing population growth in the state. And the black bear is one of the iconic species that we look at as a really great success story to demonstrate that Florida can still have, you know, our wildlife and also, you know, have people moving in and growth in that regard. But it does bring its challenges. So to go back, we did document the bears were populations were pretty low back in the 70s and 80s. And we did, for some period of time, still have pretty strong populations, even as they declined statewide in the some of the national forests like Apalachicola and Ocala, Osceola. We had pretty strong core populations there, and we did actually continue some managed hunting programs, very limited. But it got to a point in the early 90s where, you know, we were hearing a lot from people. We were actually seeing the populations were pretty low. And so the agency back then decided to suspend hunting at that time, but a lot of people don't realize that the primary impacts on bears back then, the population levels got down. It was habitats were being fragmented, other sources of mortality. The hunting program actually was not a factor in the population being at that level back then. But we felt like out of a bunch of caution, the agency discontinued hunting. And so what happened is, as we, the state of Florida, as you well know, is far and above any other state in the country as far as acquiring and protecting conservation lands. The state, federal, local government, water management districts, since the 80s, we've acquired and protected several million acres of land, conservation land. And so what we've seen is with having more protection for bear populations, having more land available, we've seen bears really recover, really rebound, and start coming back. And our best indication of that was when we completed a statewide survey back in the early 2000s that indicated we had a population across the state of around 3,000 bears. And that really showed us that we had seen a recovery and that bear populations were in good shape. And since that time, we've actually, every indicator of bear population growth has shown that bear populations are continuing to increase and continuing to grow. And we developed a black bear management plan. I think we finalized the plan in 2012. And that plan recognized the growth and also laid out kind of a path forward into how to manage a recovered and fairly quickly growing bear population. And in that plan, we identified 7 bear management units. Our population, a lot of people like to think of Florida bear population as one big population. Well, it's really not. It's really 7 kind of discrete populations. Some of them connect. Bears move back and forth because they can travel a good ways. So we've got 7 bear management units. And part of our plan was to look at these areas as units, working with the communities and the people in those units to help develop and address bear management issues. And so as the bear populations have come back, we've really ramped up our work with those communities. And in the last few years, it's really our efforts to work with communities, our efforts to deal with, you know, bears that are causing conflicts with people and getting into neighborhoods and things like that. And also it really brought back the discussion with those communities about bear hunting as a management tool. So we have come a long way. It's a great success in our view, but success comes with challenges.
And does this proposal to bring back bear hunting also kind of encourage public interest in, you know, preserving habitat and wild spaces as well?
Well, I think that's a great point. In some cases, without the hunting discussion on the table, we've not been able to really get the attention of all the other measures that need to be taken. Dealing with keeping garbage secured and eliminating areas that are attracting bears, food attractants and things like that, and also the need for habitat and habitat corridors and to really take care of good wild bear habitat. Your point, I totally agree that having the hunting discussion on the table really elevated the discussion and elevated the awareness and everybody's attention. And whether you, whichever side of that issue you're on as far as whether you support hunting or don't, you'd have to admit that it really shined a light on the overall need to have more support, get the communities more involved, get people to help with managing bears from a comprehensive perspective, which is what we're trying to really get people to be aware of, that you can't just single out one particular piece of the bear puzzle. There are a lot of different pieces that need to come together to really bring about a good management program.
I had read one report that indicated Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission had fielded some 4,000 bear-related calls in 2010, and that the number of those calls has increased more than 400% over the past decade. Is really kind of reducing the potential for these potentially dangerous conflicts at the heart of this proposal?
Oh, well, not the heart of the hunting proposal. It would be inaccurate to say we're proposing hunting as the be-all, end-all to deal with the conflicts, because we don't believe that's the case. Again, hunting is one piece of that equation. We don't really know at this point how much the hunting program may or may not reduce conflicts, reduce calls, reduce those issues. We believe it will help. We believe it will be one good piece of the management puzzle. But if you do that without all the other pieces, you're not going to have success. We believe that dealing with communities and counties and other government to get people the right kind of garbage containers to take care of garbage and food attractants is a really important piece of it as well. Just helping people understand how to coexist with bears is another big piece of this. And we've actually, in some of the media reporting on this, it appears that all we're doing is focusing on hunting. I can tell you that's not the case. We have really doubled down over the last several years on being more involved with neighborhoods and communities as far as dealing with attractants and garbage and dealing with bears that are getting into neighborhoods. And hunting is just a tool that we're bringing on board, or we'd like to bring on board here in the next, you know, next season. Really, hunting is more about having a way to control expanding population, controlling that population growth so that we can keep it at the right place. We can keep it at a balance point. Without hunting, we don't have another good tool to actually keep bear populations in check. And we've seen, looking at other states, there are over 30 states in the country that have bear hunting as a management tool. And we've talked to states across the country where they feel like they have hunting and it's helping keep the population manageable. I've talked to states that feel like they've not been able to keep an adequate hunting program in place, and they've lost control of bear populations, and the bear populations have grown way out of, you know, out of control to a point where they're not able to keep, you know, keep ahead of all the problems and challenges. So it would be wrong to say hunting, we view hunting as the solution, the answer to the conflicts. It's one piece of that puzzle, but it's not the be-all, end-all.
Well, as you know, in April, FWC officials voted to move forward with the proposal to bring back the bear hunt. The final vote will be in late June. Can you give us some specifics on how, you know, a legal bear hunt would be carried out and sort of what some of the rules and parameters would be?
Sure, I'd be glad to give you a quick overview. We, again, people, it helps if people can keep in mind that we know we've not had a bear hunt in over 20 years, and we're taking a very conservative, careful approach. And what we've done is looked at our bear populations. We've looked at the science that is proven science across the country where we've had bear hunting in many, many years. And we've still got good science in Florida with regard to contribute to how we apply bear hunting. So we're looking at first, you know, where do we have bear hunts? Where should we have them? And what should be our kind of our objectives as far as using hunting as an effective population management tool? And so the first thing we're looking at is four of our bear management units. You heard me talk about our efforts to look at each of these units. And so we're actually having proposed bear hunting in the units, four units of the state. One is in the Apalachicola National Forest area near the Tallahassee, between Tallahassee and Panama City. The other unit is northeast up in the Jacksonville area and east of Jacksonville into the Osceola National Forest. And then you have Central Florida where we have from Gainesville to Orlando, Ocala National Forest. And then you jump down to South Florida in your part of the state. And the core habitat around that area is in the Big Cypress Basin. And so those are the four areas. So that's what we would propose right now. We were not proposing this at this point to have bear hunts in the three other units, the one in the western panhandle, Pensacola, the one from Tampa south, and then the one in the Big Bend area, because we feel like the bear populations in those areas have not quite reached a point where we would want to try to have a sustainable harvest. And so we're just really being careful and cautious there. So the hunt would be framed up. We're looking at a seven-day season with the understanding that we're going to monitor the harvest, and we have harvest objectives established for each unit. And again, some people get our harvest objectives confused with quotas. These are not quotas. These are essentially kind of a minimum level of harvest we'd like to achieve to maintain, you know, the population control measures that we're looking for, based again on the science and what we know bear populations can sustain. And so we're looking at we'll look at harvest objectives, and during that 7-day season, a person that wants to go bear hunting that has access to a piece of property to go bear hunting, it could be private land, it could be a management area where we've indicated it's open, they just go online or go to one of our vendors and buy a license, a permit. The permit at this point is proposed to be $100 for residents and $300 for non-residents. And again, all this is subject to the commission's final vote, so it could change. But you get your permit to go bear hunting, and then you go out on the opening of the 7-day season, which is going to be late October, October 24th to 30th this year. And you go out. If you harvest a bear, you're going to be required to report it and bring it in to one of our check stations. We'll check the bear. We'll take all the data from the bear we can. It'll help us develop more information about bears and bear hunting. And then as we monitor and tag bears that are harvested, we'll keep track of that relative to our objectives. As we're seeing that we're going to achieve our harvest objectives, we will have the opportunity to stop the hunting at any point during the process after the first 2 days. So we would be able to, we're going to have a call-in number for hunters. They have to call in to determine if the season is going to be open the next day or not relative to whether we've achieved our harvest objectives. So we've got a real strong safety valve there to keep us from, you know, having any issues with harvest and being able to keep a very close, careful eye on it. So that's kind of, I might have missed some points, but that's kind of an overview of how the hunting would go.
Why this late October one-week season? Is there a particular advantageous reason that it would be at that time of year?
Well, yeah, that's a period of time when bears are moving around. They're looking for food. It's also a time that syncs well with other hunting programs on our wildlife management area system and on private lands. So it's just really the most opportune time to be able to have hunting opportunities and for hunters to have that opportunity.
And I think you've kind of answered this question somewhat already, but, you know, opponents of the proposal to bring back bear hunting say that it will not effectively reduce bear-human conflicts. But I would imagine from your perspective, you're saying this is just one tool in the toolbox as far as managing the population.
Right, and, you know, I've seen that from opponents. Some of the things we hear is that the hunting won't affect bear conflicts. And all along, we've not been selling it as that. That's not been what we sold it as. Some people, you know, there are different opinions on it. As far as we're concerned, we know for a fact, based on what other states have done, that it will have some benefit. We just don't know to what degree. So the argument really is not very sound to say it will have no impact. To me, it's just a matter of degree and how much benefit it'll be relative to the conflicts. But push that aside, it's really not about that. It's more about maintaining population growth and having a tool to manage population levels of bears. And really, that is our job as the Fish and Wildlife Agency in the state, to be able to use science and use our biological expertise to manage these resources so that we have these bear populations are in a good balance with what is sustainable, what's the right balance for the habitat, and also what's the right balance with regard to managing, you know, those interactions with people. And so there's a lot of reasons beyond that. You know, I've also heard people throw around the idea this is just a trophy hunt, and that's, to me, that's a very lame way to frame this. This hunt is we are providing assurance that people are going to be required to take the bear and use it and to take the meat, and we're encouraging that. And so to frame it as a trophy hunt would be completely inaccurate in my view as well. And I think it really sells short the value of hunting and the place hunting has had in conservation across our nation. And so there's a lot of arguments, a lot of concerns out there, but and we respect everyone's view on this. The people that are not supportive totally respect where they're coming from. Our job is to kind of sort through all the facts and the science and come up with the best, most solid management recommendations.
Is there still an opportunity for the public to weigh in on this proposal before the final vote in late June?
Absolutely. That's one thing we really work hard to do, to keep our processes open to the public and very transparent. You can still go on our website, myfwc.com/bear. You can look at that. That provides opportunities for you to provide input. You can also go to our commission meeting agenda, which is online. If you just click the link on commission meetings on our homepage, and that'll take you to the agenda item for the June commission meeting agenda. You can still send in comments by email. You can call. And I would encourage people that have an interest in this, regardless of kind of your view on it, we want to see people come to our commission meeting in June in Sarasota. We want people to come and engage and be a part of the process. And I assure you, our commissioners listen to people that engage in the process. So it's still very much open to input and to people coming in and talking to us about it.
Well, Nick Wiley, Executive Director for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, thanks so much for speaking with us.
I sure appreciate the time, and really thank you for giving this issue some attention from the radio, and just means a lot to be able to get this information out. So thank you very much.
All right. And that was Nick Wiley with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Amber Crooks with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida is in studio. Your group opposes this idea. You're not alone. The Sierra Club, the Center for Biological Diversity, even the League of Women Voters are organizing protests this week against the hunt. Tell us, you know, basically what's at the crux of your opposition to this bear hunt proposal?
Sure. Yeah, there are many environmental organizations who are opposed or have concerns about the hunt. And it runs the gamut from many different reasons. Like you said, there's many different organizations, and it could be a animal rights or it could be an environmental issue. There are a couple of major reasons for the conservancy of why we raise many concerns about the hunt. And here we have a situation where the agency has put a lot of its time, staff, and resources into a hunting proposal that won't get to the heart of the human bear conflicts that we've been experiencing. And the Conservancy is ready to assist the agency on some of the real solutions for dealing with that problem, but we haven't gotten much traction on some of the things that we're suggesting. And instead, it seems like the agency has gone from 0 to 60 on pursuing this hunting proposal, which again will lead them to focus on something that wouldn't effectively deal with the conflicts. The other aspects for us as an organization, we pride ourselves on using the best scientific information in dealing and managing our natural resources. And with this hunt, we're concerned that it may imperil a subpopulation of bears that are on the brink of local extinction, and that the proposal for hunting in the Big Cypress area doesn't use the best information that could come just in the next year or two.
And again, that has to do with that population estimate that we're not going to get. It's not going to be completed until next year. So you're saying at least wait until we have the data to make sweeping decisions like this.
Right. So, you know, we would like the agency to take an even more conservative approach. We feel that they've made some claims that the hunting proposal is conservative. But we have some recommendations that if a hunt were to be pursued, how to make it run a little bit more protective of the bears should a hunt be pursued. And it would be things like waiting for that science. We know that in the Big Cypress, that'll be the last population that would the information would be collected for, and that likely we would have a better understanding of the population of bears in the Big Cypress area, which is Collier, Lee, and Hendry counties. That would be available in fall of 2016. And waiting also would allow us to understand some of the other changes that FWC is proposing and beginning to implement. We would be able to understand through this sort of one strike, you're dead policy that they've begun to implement, how that would affect the population here. The other big part of waiting a little bit longer to get the information would be also to understand how the Big Cypress bears in a subpopulation in Glades County, which is not doing well, how those two populations mingle and what the relationship is between those two subpopulations in order for us to ensure that the hunting proposal would not actually further imperil those bears in the Glades County area.
So what sort of things does the Conservancy propose in terms of what could actually help reduce these potentially dangerous human-bear conflicts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have several ideas, and we do want to recognize that FWC, they have been doing a good job when there's a problem going out to meet with the homeowners, and we've been assisting them along with other organizations in trying to educate citizens. One thing we haven't seen enough of is dealing with them on a broad level, at a statewide level, and in a proactive way. Some of the things that we're specifically suggesting is a state model ordinance that the state could adopt and then bring to the local municipalities that the counties could then adopt, specifically in regards to trash management. We also would like the agency to take a better role in reviewing developments that are proposed in bear habitat. We have seen many developments go through the process, be permitted with very little, if any, input from FWC about how future conflicts could be reduced or bear habitat be protected. And so that's another major area that could be improved.
All right. And just want to remind folks again that the public comment period is still open. So if you want to have your say before that final vote on June 24th, you can still do that. Well, thank you so much, Amber Crooks, for joining us today. Amber Crooks is a natural resources specialist with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida. Earlier in the segment, we had heard a recorded conversation with Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission Executive Director Nick Wiley. Amber, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's more information on the show, as well as an archive of past shows at our website, wgcu.org/Gulf Coast Live. To comment on anything you've heard on this or any edition of the program, send email to gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org. Thanks to my producers Luke Martin and Richard Chenqui. This is WGCU, Fort Myers, Naples, Sarasota, 90.1 FM, WMKO, Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.